Fridge Buzz. Welcome to Fridge Buzz. Mexico Vacation Review 2024 Part 2.
Kind of.
Because here's the thing.
Here's why it's kind of.
It's been too long. We haven't recorded for a few weeks.
And it's ancient history.
Listen, it's ancient history now.
So far in the past, I barely remember I went somewhere.
I know. So just a couple more things to add in there for you. We, of course, are about 3 weeks, 4 weeks out of this of coming back from Cancun, Mexico, with our family and a big group of people. And there were some things we just did not get to cover on the last episode. And the last episode has been weeks since we even posted that. Because then spring break happened, which was an eternity. So we'll get to that. But I'd like to start off. Let's take you back to the beaches of Cancun, to the resort of the Wyndham Altra. So let me take you back to the heat, the wind, the beach, the Wyndham Altra. You're there. You're in your pre-planned vacation outfits and your bubble braids and you're killing it.
Yes.
The wind.
The wind.
The wind was its own personality there. And I actually got to tell you, I got sick of it.
It wasn't as bad this time as it was last year.
I felt it was bad.
Okay.
I get sick and tired of the wind.
I got to tell you, I don't really remember now.
Yeah. I got sick and tired of the wind. I felt it was just like stomp. It was like that kind of moment.
Yeah.
Chris Gaines. Do you remember? I think it was the first evening we were all there because Lorne was there and it was karaoke night. Do you remember that? And
yeah.
We were tempted to go up there. I know you and Christina were like, we're going to go do it. And then the line was kind of too long. I know Cody was attempting to do it. But it got me thinking you should always have your perfect karaoke song in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Because when the moment arises, you never know what you should be singing. And then often you choose the wrong song.
Yeah. Well, everybody always says Waterfalls by TLC. But have you ever heard of a more obnoxious karaoke song?
No, I haven't. It's interesting what people choose. Like that one young girl chose, what's that song that was on Sons of Anarchy? And it's like, there was a house, the rising
house sun. Of rising sun.
Yeah. And it's like, the extended words over that melody, like that's the wrong song for you, for most people.
And then the range.
Yeah. And so it's like, more importantly, I wish people would understand this when they do karaoke. Pick your song wisely. Make sure there aren't too many turnarounds and intermissions and solos and things like that. Because now what do?
I know.
Do you tap your hip? You're not. So you're making us feel the pressure. Pick your song wisely. Here's my song of choice. It's in my back pocket.
Okay.
Ready for it?
Let's hear it.
Hourglass Squeeze.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hourglass by Squeeze.
Take it to the bridge. Throw it overboard. See if you can swim. Back into the shore. No one's in the house. Everyone is out. All the lights are on and the blinds are down.
Feel like I'm falling. Back to the shore. No one can hear me calling.
There you go. We just nailed it. And there's not a lot of breaks. There's a saxophone, I think.
Now you can do an air saxophone. It's lending itself
it
to
is.
Performance.
Yes, I think that might be the perfect karaoke song.
Karaoke song, thank you. It's in my back pocket.
Okay, I think a good one would be Walking on Broken Glass, Annie Lennox.
But that vocally challenging.
You just
range.
Do a lot of H sound. That's
no, but she's got soul in that. Like it's hard.
Yeah, that was really good.
It's like I nailed it, but like other people can't nail it. Courtney, so moving on.
Is it cake?
So remember, tipping was an issue, right? Not an issue. Like we knew we were going in there and we were going to be the people that tip. But Cody always had tipping money in his pocket. I did not. And so it got to the point specifically at the cafe where I get coffees and treats and whatever, snacks. I kept ordering from the same man and never having a tip. Like it got to the point where the last few days I couldn't actually be the one to go up
there.
Shame
on you.
Because I felt so weird that I was constantly ordering and not tipping. And it's like still sits with me.
You should be ashamed.
Well, I think I took Cody one of the last times and said, you got to leave a big tip. I've been here many times. And it's the same person. And I felt he knew it. Like I swear to God, like when he looked at me, I was like, I know. Like it was just, he didn't even have to say anything. Like I knew it.
Yeah. Well, I have a story that was probably my most frustrating experience that I witnessed.
there's a candy shop at the hotel. It's called Cravings, okay?
It's a dessert shop, ice cream, and donuts.
And there's a protocol actually that there's a sign outside. There's a sign inside of the Cravings candy shop that says must wear clothes, like a shirt. You can't just wear a bathing suit, essentially, right? You have to have shoes, have to have a shirt.
Like, yeah.
You can't just walk in your bathing suit and towel.
Yeah.
So it's like an establishment, okay?
I think they want to have some kind of barrier between your genitals and them.
Yes, and it makes sense. And the food that's being served. So anyways, I'm there with my son, Knight, who's 5. Okay? Fully clothed. That's not the issue. I'm just trying to tell you the context of, like, it's not just a sort of run by and grab a candy and go. It's like an actual candy shop, okay? You wait in line, you tip at the end, these kinds of things. But I show up, and as I walk in, there's a woman with a young girl sitting at the table eating something. And then there's 2 kids with the attendant working behind the counter. There's 2 young boys, and I would guess their ages are about 6 or 7.
Okay.
Probably 7, maybe 8. And I'm confused. And it's always, typically all week, it was generally the same guy working
there. Yeah, that's like his, that's what he does.
Yeah, and I always feel for him because serving ice cream to little children, I've done it. It's terrible.
To little spoiled brats.
Yeah, it's like so thankless. So Knight and I walk in and I'm assessing who's in here, right? You're looking at your surroundings and there's 2 boys behind the counter. And at first I think, in my mind, my first impression is, oh, they must be related because why else would they be behind the counter? And then I look around and I look at this mother with the child and I'm kind of trying to assess, is she their mom? And if she is their mom, how come she's allowing them behind the counter?
Yeah.
So then I kind of see that they don't look related to the work. So I'm like, okay, so because it kind of seems like why else would they be behind there? That he must be family or something. And then they're not. I quickly realized that they're not. This is all happening in a matter of seconds, right? And then I'm standing back with Knight as Knight's kind of deciding on an ice cream and I'm looking at the interactions and I'm seeing them touch everything, pick up everything. And once I clock in that these are little who have gone behind the counter without supervision, like they don't clearly, this woman is clearly not their parent. She's not saying anything either. She to me looks a little bit stunned too. So I'm in there and I'm going, and in my mind, I'm literally saying this, what the f*** is happening right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like raging. I'm starting to bubble up, right?
Of course, yeah.
So then they're asking him things like, if I help work, can I get ice cream? And they're just picking up, handling everything. The server says to tonight, what would you like? We order. So he's going to scoop it, the person who works there, right? And the kid grabs the scooper from his hand. And the man is being very polite and very patient. So I was like, oh, no, I don't want you to serve it to my son. Like I was talking to the kid. No, we don't want you to help us. Thank you very much. I'm pissed though, right? The server gets it back. The attendant gets it back from him and, you know, serves Knight his ice cream and I give him a tip and stuff. And I kind of stand back. We leave and they're still running amok, touching and bossing him and the guy, the attendant is being very patient and sort of allowing it, but I can't understand why. So then we leave and I stand outside just while it's glass doors. I stand outside because I'm so perturbed and bothered. I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
So one kid runs out and I say, hey, where's your mom and dad? Are your mom and dad here? And he goes, no. And I go, you need to get your friend and get out of here. You're not allowed to be back there. And you should be here with a parent. And he kind of looked stunned. And then he kind of ran off. He didn't get his friend. His friend eventually followed him out. But I was so mad. I was like shaking mad.
I know. I don't think I'm alone with anyone listening to this story. I have a lot of feelings, a lot of negative feelings that are coming up listening to this story. I certainly would have said something.
You would have 100% said something.
It also bugs me when I know that there are other adults there who also don't say anything.
I just have to tell you, the fact that she wasn't saying anything added to my confusion. Because I was like, oh, are these her kids?
It's like, I know the guy working at Cravings that you're talking about. He was a small little old man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Smiley old man. And quite honestly, he can't really say anything or do anything, right? Because he'll be the one to pay the price if they go back and tell mommy and daddy this guy yelled at him. They're lucky I wasn't there.
And
you know I have a naughty kid detector. I have a radar.
I'm telling
I know
you
it.
Right now, I'm telling you right now, Steph, if you had seen it, you would have been literally seeing red.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
Moving on. I just found out new information about the trip, actually, this weekend, talking to Kate. And I laughed. So I guess after Kate and Matt upgraded to a top floor ocean front corner suite, they had little small ants in their bathroom, but Kate didn't know because I guess Matt discovered it and had to phone the front desk and say to them, listen, there's ants in the bathroom. My wife cannot find out about this.
That's good.
You have to come up and correct this before she even finds out.
Yeah.
And Kate laughed and she said that Matt only told her on the last day when they had no more stays, they were leaving that day, that there were ants in her bathroom because she said she would have lost it.
Okay, but this is what I think though. So that's two ocean front rooms that have had ants. Maybe the ocean front rooms have ants.
Yeah, no, I've talked to Cody about this. It's part of it. It is. No matter where you're staying. And the other thing was Flat Stanley.
What's Flat
Does that
Stanley?
Mean anything to you when I say Flat Stanley?
No.
I thought it was the funniest thing. Our niece, Luna, she's 8 years old. I guess in her class, they have this flat cardboard laminated person that she drew, and it's a man, and it's Stanley. His name is Stanley, and he's flat. It's because it's a piece of paper and laminated.
Uh-huh.
His name is Flat Stanley, and they're supposed to do things in their life, take a picture with Flat Stanley, and then show the class. I take Luna, Pia, and Henley over to the really small kids' little water park area, and Luna says, Auntie, can you hold Flat Stanley? And I start laughing really hard because I'm looking at this thing going, who is Flat Stanley?
Yeah.
And I'm holding him. I'm like, oh, because Stanley, and it's flat. But Luna was like, she wasn't joking.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to take a picture of me with Flat Stanley going down the water slide. And I did. And I was like laughing so hard. I came back to Kate. I'm like, Flat Stanley came to Mexico. I don't know. It's such a weird story, but it was so funny to me.
Cool.
It's very cool.
It's very cool.
Flat Stanley.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? We're back to regular scheduled programming.
Shows we'll never watch.
Take My Tumor on TLC.
Oh my God.
I literally saw that and I went, never, never, ever, ever,
take
ever.
Take My Tumor.
Take My Tumor.
You can get a lot of shows you'll never watch on those bus stop posters. And there's one like Elizabeth or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Elizabeth.
I don't even know how to
Elizabeth.
Say it. Elizabeth. I don't know how
I
to
don't
say
know.
It.
Either do I.
I'll never watch it.
I read it as Elizabeth.
It's just like some lady bent over looking at the camera. It's like, I'm never going to watch that show.
Yeah. Pivoting. We also found a really, really clever wine name or Prosecco name. Remember? Rethinking Hemodialysis Prosecco. Where was that?
Oh, that was at Michelle's.
Yeah, Rethinking Hemodialysis. That's the name.
No, it isn't.
Is it?
It was their promotional sticker they put on it, and it had a barcode.
Oh.
You idiot.
I am an idiot.
Ian Ziering.
Lice panic. Before spring break happened, the week before, there was lice panic in Presley's class and your daughter Henley's class.
Yeah.
And so you saw for the entirety of the week, girls had their hair in braids, it's a tell. And if the teacher's got her hair in braids, it's a big tell.
Your teacher had a bubble braid.
No, that was Presley's teacher last year. So clearly also the grade ones had lice panic.
Yes.
It's a giveaway. When all the kids come up to the class and wait in line and they got braids, it's like lice.
Yeah. Do you also find that? Okay. So we watched right before spring break, we watched the
spring break.
I know. Okay. Did I already talk about this one time? I saw a magazine in the store called Simply Jesus.
No. I bet it's a good toilet read.
It's literally called Simply Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good gift to give someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah, you're right. I should pick that up.
The friend you don't give birthday gifts to, you get a copy of Simply Jesus and be like, here, I thought of you.
Oh my God.
I thought you could use some direction.
I'm giving it to Steen next time. Simply Jesus. And like, it's like not something you see around here as much. I feel like you'd find that in Texas.
Yeah, there's a show called the Old Testament or New Testament on Netflix. It just came out. And Cody literally is like, should we watch it? And I was like, no. Like, what?
Like, why though?
Here's something. Watching someone run to catch a bus and miss it. Satisfying or not?
Satisfying.
I'd say it's satisfying.
I'd say it's satisfying.
Especially if you see the bus sort of just push off the curb.
As long as some contingencies, as long as it's not An old woman or old man?
No, like a middle-aged yeah. man or woman
yeah.
running for the bus and they miss it. It's like, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's good.
Preferably a man missing it. Whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Because feminism.
Yeah, for sure.
Trick. Here's something else. Thoughts on the wink.
What? I'm just laughing at it.
Thoughts on the wink. When you say hi to someone, man or woman, and they wink at you.
It's a flirt.
No, but when it's so clearly not. What am I to infer from your wink?
How am I
supposed to take it?
It's a flirt. Yes. I guess I haven't been winked at in a long time.
It makes me feel I don't like it.
Okay.
Don't wink at me.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I think it's as if to say, hey there, I see you.
I just feel
hey there, how's it going?
I feel like they've got too much confidence to give a wink. It's like, what gave you that much confidence?
In a lot of Taylor Swift music videos, she winks at the end.
It's obnoxious.
Have you noticed that?
It's obnoxious.
Are winks Do obnoxious? You? Okay, but let me just tell you that. That's just because you cannot wink.
Yeah, I can.
And no, that's not. That's closing one eye. There's a difference between.
No, I can do it.
There's a difference between if people could see what you look like. Look like?
Look like. Look like.
Simply Jesus.
Your burn didn't work because you can't talk. Busting ass like Ryan Atwood.
Do you want to hear a cat name? I have some cat names too. Got a couple for you.
Okay.
If you have two cats, this is a good suggestion. Varicose and Theranos.
Here's a cat name, Enrique.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
That's really good.
Really very good.
Shakira and Enrique. That's
really good. Shakira is a great cat name.
Herpes simplex. It's different.
Here's something. Before Mexico, I got a pedicure and you were with me. And I don't know if you remember this. And I don't know if I told you this. But as the technician was cutting one of my toenails, she cut it and it flicked and hit her in the face. My toenail flicked into her face. I was horrified.
Yeah.
And so embarrassed. And she didn't even like flinch. Like, well, I guess she's dodging toenails yeah. all the time.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
If you go into work every day and you're dodging toenails.
Yeah.
And yours,
oh,
are
my God.
Yours are particularly disgusting.
Yeah, I know. So. I actually think I do have gross feet.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm here to confirm for you that you do in fact have gross feet.
I do. It's not one of the body parts I'm proud of.
I don't think that you shave your toes enough, and I don't think you cream your feet enough.
I think now that's where you're wrong. I actually cream my feet every night, and I shave my legs and toes way more often than you.
I just so you know,
way
I
more
shaved.
Often.
This morning.
Okay, good for you. I shaved yesterday.
Yeah, well, I still
trump
yesterday.
If anyone has more hairy legs more often, it's you. And that's by you, I mean Courtney. Courtney has more hairy legs than me.
No.
More often.
I will not confirm or deny that statement.
At what age do pizza crusts become dope as hell?
Yeah, because kids don't eat the crust.
Yeah.
But then as an adult, all you want is
all
the
you
crust.
Want. Did you want to go to a pizza parlor and you'd be like, just give me the crust?
Yeah.
Just give me a plate of crust.
Now, that's a great question. And if I ate pizza, I'd tell you.
Iberstebbin.
So we've been doing a lot of hotel research for our next trip. You read a lot of hotel reviews. Mm-hmm. Do you ever notice if a hotel review has even one pubic hair.
Yeah.
Atrocity.
It's done.
It ruins it for the entire, like they cannot, hotels cannot afford to have even one pubic hair
no,
review.
No. You can't come back from
You can't come back from one, even one. One time. That's it. That's the only one.
I think there's a funnier word than pube though.
No, but it's like, it's like a technical term. It's like, I'm not trying to be funny. That's the word for it. It's hair on your pubic. No, but listen. No, but listen. Why are you so funny?
Anyways. I know, totally.
Also, but like, do you know what I'm saying? Like someone in the hotel.
You had me at pube.
Someone in the hospitality industry gathers all their staff, like the cleaning staff, and they're like, listen, we can't afford to have even one review that mentions a pubic hair. So if you do nothing today, you make sure that you get rid of all the pubic hair
yeah.
that you see.
Yes.
I love reading hotel reviews, honestly. I know you're supposed to take it with a grain of salt because like who is the person reviewing? I understand that. But man, yes, if there is one review that says that, it's like, what was missed? No, what was missed?
It's just, it's not, it's, it's just something that should never happen. So when it does, it's like the veil was lifted.
Yeah.
Someone did stay here and that's their pubic hair. I know. You know, other people stay in that hotel room, but you're not supposed to see evidence.
Yeah.
And that's the worst kind of evidence.
Yeah. Well, some might say. That, it's tough in Vegas too, because there's almost always evidence and you have to just look past it.
Yeah. So it's
always. You have to kind of go into the room and kind of go,
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see anything.
Just so, sort of interesting. It's a tough business. It's a tough business because people have hair.
Yeah.
And it comes off their body.
Yeah. And another thing, pivoting, is that we have a Vegas vacation girls trip coming up in September.
Yeah.
And we're already like really eager and planning and looking into things. And I don't know if all of the girls going are appreciative of that in the way of... I think they're scared we're going to have like some crazy itinerary that they have to stick to.
Yeah. First of all, we have a little bit more time to do that.
Sure.
Okay. To be fair. And secondly, it's 6 months away. It's not that crazy.
No, it's not that
soon.
Crazy.
That's soon.
It's pretty soon.
It's pretty soon. Okay.
I mean, it's the next flight we're taking, right?
It's the next flight we're taking. Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I did it.